Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, home of the best local news. This is Jesse Steele for today, September 27th, 2021. So we have a lot of stuff to catch up on over the weekend, most of it fire-related, but I wanted to start the news today with a little project that might be a little concerning for some and or most. The Long Valley Drilling Project was approved, technically. Let me read you the press release. The acting district ranger of the Mammoth Ranger District, say that five times fast, has approved the categorical exclusion for the Long Valley Exploration Drilling Project. What that means is they can explore. The project is approved based upon the proposed plan of operation submitted by the proponent, Core Mining. That's K-O-R-E. That is for mineral exploration only. An application has not been submitted or proposed for mineral extraction or mining. If that were to occur, the application would be processed. If that were to occur, the application would be processed as a separate project and have a separate National Environment Policy Act analysis. The initial plan of operations was revised based on analysis and comments received during project scoping, and many requirements were added to minimize resource impacts. This decision approves mineral exploration, including ground-disturbing reclamation activities for up to 1 year. The scope of this project will total approximately 0.82 acres, 0.43 acres would be from the drilling pads alone, and 0.39 acres from the use of temporary access roads. 12 drill pads measuring 53 feet by 30 feet will be constructed, and up to 3 core borings will be drilled on each pad. The proposed drilling equipment will access the property across existing public roads and will utilize temporary access roads from the public roads to the drilling pad locations to minimize disturbance from road grading. Best management practices will be employed for drilling. The time frame for these activities will be less than 1 year after drilling begins. This decision includes measures to minimize effects to natural and cultural resources by requiring post-project restoration for habitat improvement and monitors to protect cultural resources during drilling activities. Acting District Ranger Leanne Murphy said, "These restoration activities are important to provide food and cover for native wildlife species, allow for native plant success, and ensure there is no net loss of habitat and no effect to the capability of forest species of conservation of concern to persist over the long term in the plan area. Activities such as monitoring, native seeding, and maintaining a sage-grouse-friendly fence to exclude livestock from the restoration areas are in support of the post-project habitat restoration." To find out more information about the project, including the decision memo and supporting documents, please visit their link on our page, easternsierranow.com. I have a strong feeling this is going to lead to a major fight between companies like the Sierra Club. I have a strong feeling this is going to lead to a lot of hubbub from a lot of local places like the Sierra Club, for instance. And it should be. Our natural habitat and the beauty of our area is our greatest resource, and this is going to upset that. Floodlights going 24 hours a day right above the Mammoth Airport, for instance. But also, maybe there's something worth getting out of the ground up there. So, I don't know. I'd love to hear both sides of this, so if you wouldn't mind, if you have an opinion one way or the other, please go to easternsierranow.com and leave a comment on the story. I would love to discuss it. I'll even bring it up on the air and have a conversation about it. Yeah, it'd be really great to see both sides of this and see if there's a good point, because I'm sure both sides have good points. They always tend to. Did you hear Mammoth Lakes was chosen to be a part of a $25 million grant from T-Mobile for a dog park? September 23rd, they released T-Mobile announced 25 lucky small towns awarded with hometown grants to jumpstart vital community development projects to re-energize towns and build upon what makes them unique. The town of Mammoth Lakes was the only small rural town in California to be awarded $50,000 to build a community dog park. Over the next 5 years, T-Mobile plans to hire 7,500 new employees in small towns and rural communities and provide $25 million in grants for community development projects. As a recipient of the T-Mobile Hometown Grant Program, we are now one step closer to installing a free, pet-friendly dog park that will not only promote community inclusion and socialization for both dog owners and their pets, but will ultimately build a stronger, safer, and happier community of Mammoth Lakes, said Stuart Brown, the town of Mammoth Lakes Parks and Rec Director. Mammoth Lakes residents and visitors have long needed a dog park to provide our dogs with a safe place to play off-leash, and a place where dog lovers can safely gather to swap animal tales. I see what you did there, Barb. Particularly important in the prolonged pandemic, we are incredibly grateful to T-Mobile and the town of Mammoth Lakes for helping make our dreams come true, said Barb Maynard of Positively Mammoth. Representatives from T-Mobile will be in attendance at the October 6th, 2021 town council meeting to present the check to the town of Mammoth Lakes. Community advocates, members of the Recreation Commission, and town staff will be participating in the presentation. A community dog park is a project identified in the 21-22 Town of Mammoth Lakes Capital Improvement Plan, or CIP, and the 2021 Parks and Recreation Department Strategic Work Plan. The project is partially funded by a $100,000 allocation from the general fund approved by Town Council on September 1st, 2021. The town is in discussion with multiple agencies to secure a visible, accessible, and sustainable site for a community dog park. For additional information about the proposed Mammoth Lakes Community Dog Park, please contact Stuart Brown, Parks and Recreation Director, 760-965-3696. And for more information about T-Mobile's commitment to small towns, visit T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica. Both of these links and numbers will be listed at EasternSierraNow.com. Let's hear who's sponsoring this news today.
Copper Top Barbecue, reminding you that food makes friends. High Point Solar, call for a life-changing free quote today. And the Mammoth Brand, bringing you the best in mountain apparel.
All right, thanks for that, Mike. So a company called Clean California creates jobs to beautify roadsides. In Clean California, a sweeping $1.1 billion effort to massively expand state and local litter abatement efforts introduced in Governor Gavin Newsom's California Comeback Plan will create an estimated 11,000 state and local jobs over 3 years, including opportunities for people exiting homelessness, veterans, students at risk youth, and those re-entering society from incarceration. In the news flash, Caltrans highlights recent hiring events geared to fill available state jobs for landscape, maintenance, equipment operation, and highway maintenance.
Trash has plagued California's roadways for years.
In May of this year, Governor Gavin Newsom announced the Clean California Initiative.
Part of the governor's California Comeback Plan, Clean California is a sweeping $1.1 billion multi-year statewide cleanup effort to remove trash, create thousands of jobs, and engage communities to transform roadsides and restore pride in public spaces.
These Caltrans jobs are great jobs. They're great careers, not just good jobs. We've already hired, or at least have job offers out to 400 people just in the last week, and the goal is 11,000 people all throughout the state of California as part of this program.
Are you looking for a job? Are you passionate about the environment? Caltrans is hiring people to help keep California clean and beautiful through the Clean California program, with medical, dental, vision, paid sick leave, and retirement benefits. Caltrans will be hosting job fairs across the state. You can find upcoming events and learn more about how Clean California is transforming communities at cleancalifornia.com.
If you'd like to see that news flash, please head over to EasternSierraNow.com. This does seem like a great opportunity for those in need of jobs. If you have any comments about that, leave them on our website or our Instagram or our Facebook, or even comment on our Spotify feed. It'd be really cool to get some opinions about that kind of stuff. Here's a couple of community updates for Mammoth Lakes. Reds Meadow Road, Lake Basin Road, and Mammoth Scenic Loop are now open. And campgrounds that are open are Browns, Owens River. It's private, by the way, and it does close on 9:30, so pretty quick. Crowley, which is BLM, Mammoth Mountain RV Park, New Shady Rest, and it is estimated closing at the end of October, so you have a little bit of time on that guy. Twin Lakes, estimated to close 10/17. Get up there and check that out. That's one of the most beautiful things around. On 9/26, which was yesterday, Pine Glen and Coldwater closed. Old Shady, Sherwin Creek, Pine City, Lake George, Lake Mary, Reds Meadow, Agnew Meadows, Family, Agnew Meadows Horse, Agnew Meadows Group, Pumice Flat Group, Minaret Falls, and Upper Soda are all closed. Devil's Post Pile is open, and the Ranger Station is closed, though. The Reds' Meadow Shuttle is not operating for the remainder of the season, so Minaret Vista is staffed 7 days a week and will manage traffic issues as needed. The Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center is open to virtual services 7 days a week, 8:30 to 4:30. Isia is operating the bookstore daily, 8:30 to 4:30 as well. There's some capital improvements in the town of Mammoth Lakes. Replacement of two old bus shelters along Lower Main Street is underway. New shelters will meet ADA standards, address electrical connections, add space for riders, and meets town-approved guidelines for transit shelters. Work on the parcel continues with the clearing of trees for the first phase of affordable housing. That's good news. The $2.7 million road and multi-use path rehabilitation project has started. New recreation disc golf tee pads and tee signs are being installed at the Shady Rest Disc Golf Park. Expanded parking and turnaround area being paved at Shady Rest Park to assist with winter access for trailers and larger vehicles using the staging area. So that's all pretty good stuff happening up in Mammoth. So there is a lot of information out over the weekend about the different fires. The KNP, the Windy Fire. Anyway, kind of what I'm saying is head over to Eastern Sierra now and check it out, because we all know you don't want to hear my golden-toned voice reading all of these to you. I'll pick just a couple that I think are important, but definitely, we've got all the information posted at Eastern Sierra now, so you need to go check that out. Get on our Instagram page, by the way. Most of everything will be posted there. We are also on Facebook, if you're into that sort of thing. So Bear, that's B-A-E-R, and you definitely want to feed these guys because they're doing their job to help us all. Bear teams assess the French fire. After a large wildfire, special actions are necessary to provide for public safety and protect critical natural and cultural resources on federal lands. For example, loss of vegetation exposes soil to erosion. Water runoff may increase and cause flooding. Sediment may move downstream, damaging roads and infrastructure, or put endangered species and cultural resources at risk. The Burned Area Emergency Response, or BEAR, program addresses these situations on federal lands to guard the safety of national forests, visitors, and employees, protect federal property and critical natural or cultural resources from further damage. Two BEAR teams have been established by the Sequoia National Forest and the Bureau of Land Management to begin burned area assessments of the French fire that recently burned on state, private, and federal lands. The Sequoia National Forest BEAR team will assess National Forest System lands, while the BLM BEAR team will assess BLM lands. BEAR assessments are rapid evaluations of the burned area used to identify unacceptable risks of federal lands from post-fire threats and assist land managers in preparing burned areas for potential threats from rainstorms. Both teams focus on emergency actions necessary to protect human life and safety, property, and critical natural and cultural resources on federal lands. Both teams assess potential post-fire impacts to the burned watersheds. So for more on the BEAR assessment, head over to EasternSierraNow.com and have a look at that. There are multiple links for you to check out all of their assessment, as well as many very cool photos that show what has been happening in this burned area that was completely devastated. Just a quick note, there was an evacuation warning issued for the communities of Gold Ledge Campground south to the River Kern on the Tulare County side at the Tulare-Kern border. This will continue to include structures, side roads, and attached roads. The evacuation warnings are voluntary right now. Community members are strongly encouraged to prepare to evacuate if it becomes necessary. If individuals feel the need for more time, please consider leaving the area now. So if you have any friends over there, you probably should let them know, if they haven't found out yet, that they are going to need to move to some safer locations. We'll end things up here today with some sports. We have a new fabulous intern here at Eastern Sierra Now. Her name is Kay Hargrove, and she is a BUHS student. Head over to Eastern Sierra Now to see the beautiful story she wrote, as well as many great pictures of the Broncos volleyball win against California City. The Bishop Broncos volleyball team improved to 3-1 in league play with a dominating straight games win over the Cal City Ravens. The home match was played in Gus Klikas Gym Wednesday evening. We started off strong, winning the first game 24-13. Cal City served the first ball at the start of the second game. Mariah Gugnard served and scored the Ravens' eighth point. The second game ended with a score of 25-17. The third and final game began, and it was Bishop serve. Cora Van Est served, but Cal City's Cecilia Foster scored the first point. Later in the game, the score was 3-7, and the Broncos called a timeout. The teams continued to play until the Ravens called another timeout with the score at 12-10. The third game ended with a score of 24-13. When asked their opinion on how the team played, Bishop's coach Jessica Burton responded with, "I think we played good given the circumstances. We hope that tomorrow we're going to bring our A game and play a little bit better. But overall, their setting, passing, and hitting was all really good. We just need to bring up the vibe a little bit more." Cal City's coach Shane Moore explained how he felt about the way his girls played. "We have a very young and inexperienced team, and we've really struggled this year. But this game, even though we lost it, was encouraging to see the growth that his girls had, coming off of a COVID pause and then a couple not very good games at the last couple of weeks. So even though it's a loss, he is very encouraged with the growth he saw with his players. Both teams played well, and there was plenty of sportsmanship from each player. Spectator turnout was low, but despite the lack of support from the stands, the girls did really great. Come join us and support our awesome team at our next home game against Kern Valley on September 28th at 5 p.m. Thank you for that, Kay. Everybody head over to Eastern Sierra now and leave a little encouraging comment for Kay. This is her first time writing and taking pictures for a news source, and she did an amazing job, and we hope to keep her going and sharing her stuff with all of you in the future. Okay, so if I hadn't said it enough, please head over to Eastern Sierra now and leave some comments on the different articles. I'd love to not only get your opinion and discuss it, but also see what it is you want us to be reporting on. We definitely want to make this the people's news source. And yes, I raised my eyebrow just then. So to wrap things up, this is Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, the best in local news for September 27th, 2021.